Japanese stilt grass is an invasive species of grass that can damage the vegetation around it. It can be found in 16 different states, and despite being quarantined for many years in southern Indiana, this marks the first discovery of the species in northern Indiana. Acres Director of Land Management Casey Jones says the stilt grass has been at the preserve for a couple years now, and he isn't exactly sure how the species made its way to the area.
You could speculate that maybe somebody who enjoys visiting natural areas all across the state of Indiana could have been the one to introduce it, but we don't know for sure. And I mean, the truth is, it's been here for a while.
The solution? Shut down access to the preserve for as long as it takes.
Another reason that we're kind of quarantining this preserve is that it's going to take a few years to make sure it's eradicated. If we're protecting land and the things that are on the land, then we're not doing well if we just let this one run rampant.
Jones says there's an herbicide that can be used to only knock out the stilt grass but leave the vegetation around it unaffected. He also notes that weed pulling is an effective process as well. He says the most important aspect of this project is to make sure the stilt grass doesn't spread any further.
The fact that it got here from potentially one seed, and that's another reason we decided to close it down, because once spring comes, the ground gets soupy, and then those seeds are more likely to be carried somewhere.
Acres Land Trust are receiving support from the Regional Department of Natural Resources Division of Nature Preserves for the project. Jones says the eradication procedures will begin in the spring. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard.